National Organization of Trade Unions has appealed to employers to provide safety gadgets to its employees in order to avoid the effects of occupational hazards. This was emphasized at occupational safety and health training conducted at the Job Center Rhino Refugee Settlement in Terego District with support from the International Labour Organization. Paula Vico, the senior labor officer in Terego District, says workers need safety gadgets like overalls, gumboots, masks, because it's their right.
Issues of children. We should not be employing children for the sake of employing. The other time we went for a field visit and in one of the districts, and we asked a contractor, how do you address issues of children, child labor in your company? He said for me, and also how do you recruit, knowing that you're not recruiting children? And he was like, you know, for me, I look at size. If this person's size is big and he looks energetic, I just employ. How about our neighbors, the Dinkas, the Mueris, whose children grow very tall and they are still very young? Are you going to look at this size and say, I think this person can do work, yet the person is under age, and then you keep giving this person heavy work? At the end of the day, the child is affected.
Vico warned employers who employ children in their farms and factories, saying it's against their rights of going to school. Apollonia Inima, the senior district's commercial officer in Terego District, appeals to people to embrace government projects such as PDM to improve their livelihoods. Officials from the National Social Security Fund also trained the participants on how to enroll for the voluntary NSSF Savings and Smart Life Savings Package. Pierre Paula Oferu from the NSSF in Arua emphasized that the Smart Life Savings Package helps employees plan for the future.